David Trainer, the founder and president at New Constructs, is here. And he, of course, is the guy behind the methodology that digs in at the footnotes level and it tries to figure out where things are misleading. And when they're misleading, they're heading for trouble, and that's where we're going. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life, everybody, the part of the show where we talk with David Trainer from New Constructs. And New Constructs is renowned. And I use that word actually with some consideration because they have been recognized for their research. They are renowned for the way they do what they do, which is they divine which securities are really sort of telling you the truth about their financial condition. It is forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. Because when you look at the top level and you just say, I'm going to go skin deep, you better ask a question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is entirely possible. And quite often at New Constructs, they find that securities are misleading, that the picture that you get when you read the footnotes is very different. If it's misleading and it's working against you, something is dangerous. If it's working for you, well, that might make something attractive. If you want to know what's on the most dangerous or most attractive lists, go to newconstructs.com, on Twitter at newconstructs, and most importantly, here on Money Life, they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want more information on the things you hear us talk about, go check it out at newconstructs.com. David Trainer, great to have you back on Money Life.
My pleasure, Chuck. Great to be back.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Investors who do not pay attention to the real earnings season.
Danger, danger.
Okay, investors who aren't paying attention to the real earnings season are in the danger zone. What that means is that you've got to have a couple of examples of stocks that are going through what you describe as the real earnings season, and investors are missing it. So what is the real earnings season? Because most folks look at a calendar and go, oh, I know what earnings season is. But you define real earnings season your own way. So what is that exactly?
It is 10K season. It is when companies produce their annual reports. These are the only documents that give you the complete financial picture. 10Qs and especially press releases are highly incomplete. Press releases are really unusable for anybody building a real model. They'll work most of the time for an income statement model, but they are not reliable for understanding income statement, balance sheet, cash flow, footnotes, which is what you need to understand the full body of a company. And then the Qs are also incomplete. You know, we find that the Qs often omit and change and move things around that you need to understand. And so there's really only one place where you can get a true understanding of the profitability of a business. Even in the context of three other Qs, like you need the 10K no matter what, that's this time of year. That's right now. And you're right, Chuck. We got a couple examples of companies that if you're not reading the K and you're not reading the footnotes, then you're going to get a misleading picture. And we think a lot of people are
okay.
Being fooled by some rising gap earnings because the core earnings of these businesses are headed down.
The examples are?
Entegris and Power Integrations.
I've always pronounced it Entegris, but it could be Entegris. However you pronounce it, the ticker symbol is ENTG. And Power Integrations, that's ticker symbol POWI. So help us understand the disconnects.
So if you're just looking at the GAAP earnings for Entegris, it grew 6% last year, while the actual core earnings fell 22%. And keep in mind, core earnings, our adjusted core earnings, has been effectively proven by Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan to be superior to every other firm's measure of core earnings, statistically, empirically, and that effectively markets are inefficient when understanding these footnotes items that we are going to be talking about. So it matters, and the authors generate alpha in a long-short portfolio, as well as prove that the data that we have predicts earnings beats and misses better. So to be specific, we found about $60 million in net earnings distortion that caused their GAAP earnings to be overstated. In particular, $122 million in non-recurring related to the fee Versum paid to terminate a proposed merger. That's the big one. There are a bunch of other non-recurring income items that offset that so that the net is $60 million. But the key is that overall, we got $0.44 a share in net unusual income that causes their earnings to be overstated by 24%. Core earnings are around $1.43 a share, where GAAP earnings are $1.87 a share for 2019.
If their earnings are misstated by 24%, how does that translate to a stock price? I mean, does that mean the stock price is roughly a quarter overvalued, or what?
We're showing the stock price is actually even more overvalued than that, because we think that noise traders are being fooled by the company's rising accounting earnings. The stock's up 64% versus the S&P up 21% over the past year. It's gotten really expensive. So to justify $57 a share, the company's got to achieve 18% NOPAT margins, which is the best it's ever done in the last several years, while also growing NOPAT or after-tax profits by 14% compounded annually for a decade. Now, that's a big number, because the semiconductor equipment market is expected to grow only by 9%. That's outsized growth and higher margins than they've had before. If they can just maintain their current margin, so instead of a 18% margin, they keep it at 15% and they grow by 9% or the industry rate for the next decade, the stock's worth just $37 a share or 34% downside.
Wow. So that's Entegris, ENTG, and how out of whack is Power Integrations?
It's pretty bad, too. One of the funny things about these guys is that they have beaten their earnings estimates in each of the last 8 quarters. Our earnings distortion score for both of these firms is strong miss, by the way. And that's a new score that we offer our clients to give them a short-term metric. We talked about this, I think, a few weeks ago, right? We're now helping people more in the short term. And so these guys have beaten in 8 quarters, which is pretty impressive. All the while, we've seen a significant decline in core earnings. So GAAP net income in 2019 grew 176%, while core earnings fell nearly 20%. That's a big difference.
If investors are ignoring the real earnings season, what makes them wake up, or what makes the stock finally reflect what's really happening?
There's the million-dollar question, Chuck, and I can't wait to the episode we do from my yacht when we've figured out the answer to that question. All I can tell our listeners is that the risk is higher. When the risk finally comes home, or when the chickens finally come home to roost on something like this, is hard to say. We have found that our strong beat signals for our earnings distortion score is right like over 80% of the time. So that's really good. On the other hand, our miss and strong miss signals are right only 40% of the time. Why is that? Well, because companies that are in the business of kind of overstating earnings tend to be in the business of doing that for a while, right? Valiant and Enron, they did it for years. So hard to say when it's going to reconcile, but when it does, it can hit pretty good. And, you know, POW is significantly overvalued. They've got to go to 15% margins and grow profits by 16% compounded annually for over 15 years.
Yeah. And that's why you don't want to ignore the real earnings season, the time when you're getting the 10-Ks, the 10-Qs, all the details that you need. And it's why you want to be wary of Entegris, ENTG, and Power Integrations, POWI. David Trainer, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Trainer is the president and founder at New Constructs, newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. Check out the blog for more information. The Market Call is next. Stick around. We're living the money life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.